All right, good morning, everyone. We'll get started on the second of four mitzvahs when it comes to Purim. We'll get in detail with all the intricacies on the topic of Mishloach Manos, one of our favorite mitzvahs of the year, giving to other people. We mentioned that one of the reasons is to bring closeness amongst the Jewish people, which is why it's a particular mitzvah on Purim, as we'll see in a little more detail in just a minute. Everybody's welcome to take danishes, coffee, whatever they need on the way. Take and pass. Make yourselves comfortable. And we'll be diving in over here. Okay, so we're on source number 12 over here in page number 4, part 3, Mishloach Manos. So over here we have the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos in the Shulchan Aruch as he brings it down, right? So we mentioned the source is from the Megillah itself, that Mordechai was Koveya, he was Gozer, he decreed that there should be four mitzvahs on Purim, and one of them was Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, right? That's toward the end of the Megillah. Mordechai decrees that people should send Mishloach Manos on this day, on the day of Purim. Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, how exactly he codifies this mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Tzadi Hei, Se'if Dalet, Chayev Lishloach L'Chavero Shtei Manos Basar O Shalmine Ochlem. A person is obligated to give to his friend two portions of basar, two portions of meat. Okay, we'll have to look at exactly how much a person has to give, but two portions of meat or any other kind of food. So why is the Shulchan Aruch specifying meat before he specifies other kinds of food is a good question. But he says two portions of meat or any other kind of food. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, as we say in the Megillah, that we're chayv to send Mishloach Manos, man to his friend, Shtei Manos, and we learn from there because it says Mishloach is plural, ascending a singular of Manos, plural. Ish l're'ehu, shtei matanos l'ish echad, two portions to one person. So a person is obligated to give two portions to one person, we said, as opposed to matanos l'avyonim, which is two gifts to one to two people, one each. Over here, it's two gifts to one person. Okay. V'kol amar b'lishloach l'reyim mishubach, and the more the merrier when it comes to mishloach manos. Right, even though the obligation is really just one person, that's not a lot of mishloach manos that you got to make, right? You don't need a whole assembly line going down in your house, right? One mishloach manos is really enough. But nevertheless, if you're marba, if you do more, then hareza mishubach, it's even better. Ve'im ein lo, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have machlif and chavero, you can swap with your friend. Zeshaleach lazesudasu, v'zeshaleach lazesudasu. You can each send the seuda to one another, kedei lekayim u'mishloach manos, ish l're'eya, to be mekayim, the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Okay, so why did Chazal establish the mitzvah of mishloach manos? We're going to take a look at the two main reasons brought down. And based on these reasons brought down, there's going to be quite a few nafkaminas when it comes down to the practical halacha, and there's probably even many more that I didn't think about or see in the poskim. So let's take a look at the first line of reasoning why we're giving Mishloach Manos on Purim, and this is the reason of the Truma Sadeshin. Says the Truma Sadeshin of Kuf, Yod, Aleph, and Orach Chaim. So it's a Shaila V'tshuva kind of give and take over here. So it's in source number 13, Shaila. B'nei Adam ha'shochem l'chaveirehem b'purim chalukei musedinim u'kahai gavna yotze midei Mishloach Manos olav. A person who sends his friend, some kind of bed sheets or dresses, chalukim were men's dresses, kind of
kaftans
or whatever they were. So as a person, does he fulfill his obligation of mishloach manos by giving things to your friend, right? Does it have to be that I'm dafka giving food, or can I even give a sefer? It's even brought in the poskim, they handle if a person can send chidushi Torah to his friend to be mekayim mishloach manos, right? Can it be anything that makes him happy, or does it have to be dafka some kind of food? Answers the Truma Sadeshin. He says, Yira, it seems to me, de'ein yotzen bahen. No, you're not yotze with anything other than food. De'nira tam de mishloach manos, hu kidei, because the reason of mishloach manos is in order, she'yehei l'kol echa dai, V'sipuk l'kayim ha-se'uda, that everybody has enough to fulfill the obligation. Good morning, Simon. That everybody has enough to fulfill their obligation of the se'uda of Purim. So only something which you can fulfill your obligation of the Se'udah Purim is Mishloach Manos Taloy, and therefore you have to dafka give food. It can't be anything else. Kedina ke mashma begemara. This is what's mashma in the Gemara. Parakama in Megillah daf Gimel. Da'abaye bar Avin ve'rav Chanina bar Avin havu mechlafim. Machlafin Se'udah Sayu behadadi. That Rava and Rabbi Chanina, they would switch, Abaye and Rabbi Chanina, they would switch their meals off with each other. One would invite one time and one will invite another time. V'nafki b'hachi, and they were yote, their mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, by doing this, Mishloach Manos. Alma, what do we see? The time of Mishim Se'uda, he. Yeah, that they switched the meals back and forth. Yeah. So we'll see a machlokas between Rashi versus the Rambam and...
They just moved the plate that was in front of them and they switched the plate.
I gave you my meal and you gave me your meal and that's...
Yeah, they each had a plate in front of them and they just swapped the plates.
Yeah, so exactly how it occurred. It's a machlokas Rishonim. And based on that, there'll be several nafkaminas also, and how they were machlef meals. A lot of hak in the postgame about this whole thing of swapping meals. Why does it work? And how is it mishloach manos? It's not a mishloach, and so many other factors. And can you send the same thing back to the other person? That's also okay. So
the word mana means a portion.
Like, a portion,
when
yeah.
You have a meal.
Yeah, So two portions to one, it's a one person.
When it says two portions of meat, does that mean for two meals?
So that means, it seems portions can even be in one meal. Like it can be two portions of meat in one meal, but like it seems like it's a considerable amount.
We're not talking about two meals.
Right, not two meals, but two portions of food. Which could even be one meal or any kind of what we consider a portion is also going to be how exactly do you define it? Can you give one of these little candies? That's what we used to do in Yeshiva. You're trying to get money. You give like these little candies and I don't know, some kind of soda or something like that.
In Yeshiva, that's all they eat all day.
Well, yeah.
I thought that two portions have to be different.
Yeah, so they have to be different in flavor. Pashtus is that, we'll get into that as well, but Pashtus is they don't have to be even two different types of food. Because the Shulchan Aruch has mashma shtei manos basar, two types of meat. Two portions of meat, maybe even the same flavor. Right? It could be the same exact thing, just split into two portions. The poskim seem to say that when the Shulchan Aruch says shtei manos, it has to be two different flavors of meat. And there's even some that say that so that's a machlokas. If two different flavors, even the same flavor, some hold it even has to be two different types of food, legamri. Then we'll go through a little bit of myth busters on Mishloach Manos. People come up, there's the other rumors that it has to be two different brachos, which we'll see has no makor in a halacha, the whole two bracha thing. It's got to be like mizonos or shahakol or something like that. Pashas is just two different portions of even the same type of food. Post can bring down, it should really be two different flavors as well, so that it's nikkur two different types. And that's kind of like the Mishloach Manos is like you're giving two different types of food and there's an extra chashivas. So it makes sense that chazal would be koveil that way. So he's bringing a rye over here, and he's saying the reason of Mishloach Manos is that everybody should have enough for the Se'uda, right? That's what we seem to see in the Gemara, that they would flip meals back and forth, and they were Yotze Mishloach Manos. What do you mean? This isn't Mishloach Manos. This is inviting somebody over to your Se'uda. How are you become Mishloach Manos? It must be that the reason is because Mishloach Manos is really in order that other people should have enough for Se'uda. If you invite somebody over for the Se'uda, then you pashas can be Yotze Mishloach Manos. Behadadi v'nafki behachi Mishloach Manos. Alma, what do we see? The Tama Mishum Se'uda hi. The reason of Mishloach Manos is really only because you're providing to other people the needs for their Se'uda. V'sunira, and it seems furthermore. We never find anywhere in Shas that the word manos are used for anything other than food, right? So if it says in the Megillah, you're chayav to give mishloach manos, that's how they were misakin it. We never find that manos refers to anything other than food, or the mishti or any kind of drink. V'chein dikte karambam bilashono. What's that? He says mishta also. Well, he says it doesn't refer to Mishnah, so he's in the Avdafka saying Mishnah. We'll bring the Pashtus Mishnah is included, also Machlokas. We'll bring it down in a bit.
I'm just interested because in the law of inheritance, mana is used all the time.
But that's to refer to money, like a money.
So it's referring not to food.
Yeah. So over there, mana means it's a type of coin that they call a mana.
No connection. But noise. Moneh is like a dollar.
No. Mana is in inheritance law in modern Israeli law. I don't know if it's in the same in the in law of the Shulchan Aruch, but you know, inheritance law.
Oh, it's brought down.
Mana.
Okay.
Mana means, you know, a portion of an inheritance.
So I mean, he's bringing from Chazal. So he's saying nowhere in Chazal do we find it. Modern
Hebrew.
Yeah, Israeli Hebrew could be different because. Yeah. Whenever they lack a term, they borrow it from Tanakh and Chazal, and right. So they're trying to borrow the closest term that they can to accurately describe something. So it could be they've expounded that. But he's saying that we don't find anywhere that it's found. Manos is used for anything other than Michli Mishti. I trust the Truma Sadeshin over here. Not that I can know myself and say, oh yeah, I've been through Shas. Do my quick scan over here. V'chein diktek ha-Rambam b'lashono. The Rambam's also medaktek in his Lashon when he says, shekasa v'chayev lishloach shtei manos, shel basa or shtei minei tavshel. He also says a person's obligated to send two manos of basar, two types of tavshel, of cooked foods, or shtei minei de'ochlem, or two types of ochel. Nowhere does he say that it can be anything other than a food type item. Venira de shtia bechlal achia. Now he answers his question. What about shtia? He says the Truma Sadesh and that shtia is also included in achila, and that's also considered a mana. So you can give a nice fancy bottle of wine in your mishloach manos and be mekayim one of your two foods. Over matanos levionim and for matanos levionim, kas of maos or mine machalim. There it can be either money or maichel. It doesn't necessarily only have to be maichel. Alma de gavim mishloach manos. What do we see?
Or money.
So there it can be mos. So, and he's being medactic from the fact that by matanos levionim it says you can also use mos. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that, but he never specifies that by matanos levionim it must be dafka matanos levionim. You could use money, not by mishloach manos. So dafka midi dimichli. Okay. So what do we come out from the Trumas Adashen? We come out that the reason for Mishloach Manos is that everybody should have enough for the Seuda, and therefore a person Davka has to use food items and nothing else, and he's Medayik it from a few places in the Gemara and in the Poskim. Now, we come up to the next reasoning.
The word in the Keteris.
Mana v'choyom. A portion for every...
Wait.
Yeah. Also there, a weight. Yeah.
What's interesting is
There is a specific type of weight. So so it's used for like a weight. Yeah, so money is used for a weight. It's used for money.
It's a weight of summim.
A weight of summim.
What I understand is with the Mishloach Manos, I mean, Chazal didn't institute on Yontov, you must send your friend food for Yontov. So why would someone Purim be concerned he won't have what to eat on Purim? I mean, you can imagine a person gets 25 mishloach manos. What's the idea?
It's a good question. Mr. Gerandas is asking a great question, which is why over here all of a sudden we're concerned people don't have enough for the seuda. But meaning this isn't evyonim that you're this is sending to the wealthy neighbor next door, right? So if you're going to say the reason is that make sure that everybody has enough for the seuda. So then everybody's going to for sure. Maybe this is like an extra simcha that they wanted people to like have extra for their seuda more than necessary. Or that there should just be tons of food going around. Make sure everybody has enough and you never know kind of thing. But yeah, we never find it by any other. I find the Truma Sadeshan much more of a chiddush than the next pshat that we'll see in the reasoning. And there'll be a few nafkaminas. And we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah does in Paskin, like this first Mahalach, that this is the reason. And it seems like the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Just going to his point, there's a certain makelness when it comes to Purim compared to Yom Tov. Yom Tov, everybody knows you've got to make a Suda, you've got to eat, you sit down, you've got to shul and everything. Purim is, there's no Yom Tov really, except for the Purim Suda that you have. So, you know, you're still working, you know, you might take a little bit of a bite. So we make sure you got food.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Yeah. I think originally they wanted to Aser Malacha, and it was next. They decided again.
Yeah, the idea of when Homon said that people were Purad, they're separate and disengage with each other. And this giving engages people as well. It's not to do with the food itself. It's
This is going to be the next. Tibby's Mechavan to the next reason coming out.
Tibby was saying, I find it, if you give the people that aren't connected with Judaism as much, you know, family or friends are, you know, a bit out in the western suburbs, say, and so giving them a connection to a Yiddish. They get a nice, they feel happiness and you feel happy.
Yeah.
I feel that's really, really.
Yeah, and we'll soon see. Yeah, this is the tikkun for Purim. We'll get more into it in Monday and Tuesday's shiur if you join us after Central. Shachas at Central in the morning kola. We'll dive into that whole inyan of bringing Reyes on Purim.
Right, sunshine.
So we see this in the next reason. It's the next reason, but you can see even the Shulchan Aruch, there's a phrase, Zeh sholeach lo su'udato. This one sends in his meal, the Zeh sholeach lo su'udato. So that's a strong right from a sedation. You're sending him his meal.
Yeah.
It's like a mefurish there.
Because he paskins elsewhere. Other.
Who's the person?
What? You could say like the second reason, and it's just you send him his reason if you need a swap and you don't have anybody. This is v'im ein lo that he's saying. This is if you don't have, then you send the seuda. This is like a bidiyeved, the Shulchan Aruch saying. Huh?
For people who can't afford to buy Mishloach Monos.
Right.
So the Gemara says, a way out.
Yeah.
It's just swap meal.
Yeah. Right. So this is like the bidi.
It says suudasoi, does the suudasoi go on him or the other person? Because you can read it either way.
The other person.
What's magia to him, you mean? You're sending him his suda that's already his because it's magia to him.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you're
saying? Well, it could be also his own suda he's sending to him.
Yeah, I know that's David's part. Okay. It's your suda. You're very happy to have it yourself, but you've got to give it away as opposed to already the halakha is that it really belongs to the other guy and you haven't done your mitzvah until you made sure the other guy's got it.
Yeah, they haven't done it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Philip, take him pass. Okay, so let's move on to the second reason of Rav Shlomo Alkovitz. Anybody know what Rav Shlomo Alkovitz is famous for? Oh, dear. Yeah, very good. He was one of the early Kabbalists.
I bet it wasn't that tune.
Probably not. Says Rav Shlomo Alkovitz in Manos HaLevi, a very cool sefer that he has on the Megillah, and he brings on the words Lech Kenos in the Megillah. Pirush Adoni Avi, my father, I don't know what his father's name was, something Alkovitz, Kivuna Bazeh Lefi Shereshes Divrei Hatzar Haya. What's the whole kavana of Lech Kenos when Esther says, come, gather the Jews together, Vitzumu Alai, and fast on me. So what's the whole kavana of Lech Kenos? Go and gather them. Why do you have to gather them together? He says, because Lefi Shereshes Divrei Hatzar Haya. The beginning of the Divrei Hatzar, the wicked pain man, Haman, he said, Yeshno am echad mefuzer meforad. As Tibi said, there's a nation that's spread apart. Mefurad is one's internally and one's externally, right? So mefuzer is they're spread apart. externally, mefurat, internally, there's tension between each other. Kizelahem ra'a chola, because this was their sickness. What was the sickness of the Jewish people? That we were dispersed. There wasn't unity. Everyone's fighting against each other. Army, no army. You guys are Rishayim, you're Rishayim. Back and forth. V'prat b'masha pirish. Harav Meir Arama Lamaila. Just like Meir Arama explained above. Obviously much more complex than that. I'm not trying to oversimplify this issue. And anyway. Kiba Aleim Ata Le'ez Mitzo Osa Mefuzar Mefuradim. Because now was coming a time where they were splitting apart. Mashalo yuchal aleihem biyosem be'askama achas. So the decree of Haman would never have been possible if there was unity amongst the Jewish people, if everybody was together.
Even with the avera,
as we see that when what does the Gemara say when there's unity and they're worshiping idols? There's achav. Yes. Yeah. Achav, he was worshiping idols on the highest, on the worst level, but there was unity amongst them, the northern tribes.
They won.
Therefore they won. They won the Muhammad against Binyamin. So we see when there's Achav and Reyes, even if people are worshiping Avodah Zarah, Kal v'chomer, something that wasn't as bad, the Taivus and of Achashverosh Seuda, which wasn't as bad as what Achav was doing, but when there's unity amongst it, we're impervious. Nobody's able.
The Suda that they did with all the Kalim of the Bet HaMikdash, using it to have a Bacchanalian feast.
Yeah. And joining as part of that was...
And probably Mechalil Shabbos, wasn't it? Was it on Shabbos? Was 7 days.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't say they're Mechalil. Yeah.
Oh, different people came and went. Oh,
They didn't have electronic doors back then, so just to come in. So it could be there was Avodah Zarah, that there was... Right, with Haman, Abizrai, which is like limbs of Avodah Zarah, which means something that's similar to Avodah Zarah, but not Avodah Zarah itself, because it's really they're paying their respects to Haman. Okay, and that's why Haman and Paskin, Abizrai, the Arias is Yarag Val Yavar, which is a machlokus in the Rishonim. He Paskin the Chumrah. I believe it's like the Ran, who holds Abizrai, the Arias and Avodah Zarah, are Yarag Val Yavar because they're like the Avera itself. That's how Haman Paskin, everybody else is like, why are you being Machmir over here? everybody's in danger. So that was also like a even more of a period that between Haman, who is the Gadol Ador, Mordechai, who is the Gadol Ador, and everybody else. And then at the end, everybody saw that Mordechai was really correct. And that's part of Mordechai coming out. It's Keles, Agama, and Ush, and everybody respected, what's the Lashon? Nimtzachin, or whatever it was. Everybody saw favor in his eyes.
You said Haman Paskin.
Mordechai. That's the feminine. I'm already Ade Lo Yada. I've already been my time. I don't need a drink this year. So mitoch devarav, and based on his words, ani omer shalech kenos, I'm gonna say, based on my father's words, lech kenos piru shiachnisu v'sheikaptim l'das echad. They should gather everybody and bring them together with one mind, one heart, one mind. V'miyesh beinayim kina v'sina v'sachrus, and if there's any kind of jealousy or hatred. That they should make themselves whole. Pasuk Tehillim says Hashem creates them all together, and He understands all of our actions. Hashem wants that everybody should have one heart toward Him. And that's probably and it seems like that's the kavana of the pasuk when it says lekenos. It's going according to that. Hayotzer rotza Hashem wants sheyiyat libam yachad elav, that everybody's heart should be together toward each other and therefore toward Hashem. The oz mevin es koma asim, and then Hashem will understand all of our actions. Lekachtar kenos kedei sheyiyu libam yachad, and that's why we need kenos to gather everybody together so that everybody should be together. And that's why right after that, he brings a mishloach manos Ki zeh romes ki heim ba'aguda achas pe'ava ve'achva. Because this hints to the fact that we're all together, right? When we Hashem sees, we're giving mishloach manos, matanas levyonim. But particularly mishloach manos, where a person doesn't even have a need, we want to give to him anyways. That's what brings extra ava ve'achva, when there's no need even to give to the other person. The guy's living in his $8 million house with his Aston Martin, and right, he's doing plenty well. He doesn't need your $50 mishloach manos with your bottle of wine and whatever else you're giving. Hafach mashekasav hatzorim mefuzer mefura. So that overturned what Haman said, mefuzer mefura, that they're dispersed. That was the gezerah against Klal Yisrael and how Haman was able to make a kitrug. So now we're trying to repair that. The repair, the tikkun for that mistake is lech kanos, bring everybody together. How do we do that? Through the mitzvah mishloach manos. Ve'omra, v'kibel ha'yehudim lashon yachid. This is why afterwards it says v'kibel ha'yehudim lashon yachid. Why is it v'kibel? Singular. Lashon yachid. Just like we have v'yichan, Sham Yisrael neged ahar. Also, right before the B'nai Yisrael received the Torah, it says v'yichan in singular. So to here, there was also a Kabbalah Satorah, the second one, right? Kemi v'kiblu. So over here also it uses Lashon Yachid, that everybody was together once again. Etzli yiduk dak yafek hi inyan akosev loma shekayimu es asher echelu lasos. Hanosef laham haya mishloach manos umatanos levyonin ki zeh mora shehem belev echad ve'achva. This shows that they were really with one heart. Everybody was together. And zeh shekosev kibel belev echad. This is why it says kibel in singular. Everybody was together. One heart, one nation, everyone together. So every single year, we want to reenact that and show the achva and the reyes and the lev echad that we have all together. And that's the purpose of Mishloach Manos, says Rosh Shlomo Alkovitz. So we're coming out with two pshatim. We have the pshat of the Trumas Hadeshin, who says that the whole purpose is to bring about that everybody should have what they need for the Seuda and more than enough, and everyone's just passing around to one another. Therefore, there's going to be so much goods for the Seuda. Right, and you know, like you're hungry during the day while you're delivering Mishloach Manos, right? You have plenty to go through, to eat. So the idea is to be Marba Simcha on Purim. Mishta v'simcha, there should be Yimei Mishta v'simcha. The way you get there is by increasing the food for the Seuda, even outside of the Seuda, but it's an increase of Simcha, the Trumas Hadeshin holds. And Rosh Shlomo Alkovitz is saying that no, it's meant to, the purpose of Mishloach Manos is meant to bring Achva Vareus and to bring a Lev Echad, which is the Tikkun for Haman's Gezerah. So too, every single year, we work on that Midah of being warm, welcoming, reaching out to the person in the western suburbs, handing them something in Mamo. Oh, Kingsford, okay. and showing that we care about them. Yeah. okay, so it'll come out two major nafkaminas, and then we'll come out even with the third nafkamina between Trumas Hadeshin versus Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, the Manas HaLevi. So first of all, what if you give to somebody and they don't want to accept, right? They say, no, sorry. You wanted Kiddush and Shul, and I didn't. It's over. I don't want to take from you, or whatever they're arguing about. Right? So if somebody Chas Hashem, they don't want to accept from the other person. There was some kind of inner politics. So then, is a person mekayim his mitzvah? He tried giving. He did the act of giving, but there was no act of receiving. Do you need an act of receiving in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? So according to the first reason, that the reason is to be marba in a person's seuda, you're not going to be yotze. Right? You never were marba in a su'udah. But if you hold, according to the second reason, that the reason is to bring achva v'reis, you did a gesture of bringing achva v'reis by showing that you want to give to the person. Therefore, just the act of giving, even if there's no receiving, that's what brings the achva v'reis. Right? So when you're looking at the maisa,
you still didn't achieve the outcome, though.
Yeah, you didn't. But there's essentially two actions, right? There's the act of me giving to the person, and then there's the act of receiving. So when is the mitzvah fulfilled?
Yeah.
Right? So according to the first pshat, it's when there's the act of receiving, because now he has more for his seuda.
Right.
According to the second pshat, it's the act of giving where that activates the mitzvah, because that's when you show the achva v'reis. The receiving isn't what shows the achva v'reis, right? So you kind of have to like split the action of giving matanos avionim in half. According to the first pshat, it's going to be the act of receiving. Second shot, it's the act of giving. And the nafkamina will be if you give, but they don't want to receive. And we see that the Ramal, later on, he paskins that if you do give and they don't want to accept, he says you're Yotze. So what do we see? That the Ramal paskins like the second pshat, that the reason is Achva Vareyos, and they bring a raya from here that the Ramal really paskins like the second pshat. We'll see also the Mishnah Berurah also brings that we paskin like he brings down the second reason, as opposed to the first reason for Mishloach Manos. And the second Afkamino will also be if you give anonymously. Right, so let's say the guy's not home, you didn't write your name on the Mishloach Manos, but whatever, you have it in your hand, you have to give away your 20 Mishloach Manos by the end of the day, otherwise your kids are going to eat all the leftover candy, and it'll be a disaster, right? So you want to give it away, and you don't have time to stop at more houses, so you drop it out the door, right? So you gave anonymously, for you mekam your mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim or not. So according to the first reason... Mishloach Manos. Thanks for correcting me. So according to the first reason, the reason is to be Mar B'Seuda. Doesn't make a difference. You give anonymously, right? You don't give your name. As long as you were Mar B'Seuda, you're Mekayim, your mitzvah. According to the second reason, that's to be Mar B'Achva V'Reyes, they have to know who is the one that they owe something and want to reciprocate to and who they feel touched and warmed by. If it's by some random person, okay, it's nice that somebody was thinking about me, but there's no achva and reyes and personal connection that's coming out of that. So that's going to be a second nafka mina as well. And then a third nafka mina we're going to see in the Tzitz Eliezer over here, source number 15. And this comes out a few other halachos that are interesting. So he says, V'ola b'dayti lomar d'davar zeh I mabitim anu b'zeh l'fi ashirusa shel anosen o l'fi ashirusa shel amakabal. He's handling over here that when a person gives Mishloach Manos, should they go according to his own level of wealth? And therefore, the more wealthy a person is, the fancier the Mishloach Manos should be. Because if you want to increase Achva V'Reyes, it has to be on a level that a person knows. You're trying to stretch yourself, or it's actually something significant, right? If you're, if you're worth $10 million and you give somebody a few candies, they're going to be like, this guy's making a joke out of me, right? So if you give something that's under your level, then Mishloach Manos is not necessarily going to be so effective. So he's saying, do you give according to your means, or do you give according to the means of the Mekabel? Meaning you have to look at the person receiving. Is this something bekovedek for him or not? So what does he say over here? Talui bebeis hata'amim sheyeshtan bemitzas mishloach manos. So this is going to be talui in the two different reasons that we have for mishloach manos that we just mentioned. De'im namar ketama shalat trumas adeshen. If we say according to the reason of the trumas adeshen, shehu mishum harvocha demekabel. It's for the receiving and for the mekabel to get more for his se'uda. So you should be looking at his level of wealth because you want to give something that's going to be fit for him to use for the Seuda on Purim and to increase his simcha, right? So even if you're a poor person, he's a wealthy person, right? You give him according to your means, whatever, a few candies or whatever it is. So that's not going to increase his simcha, right? He's talking about fancy bottles of wine and, nice hamantaschen or whatever it is. So that's what's going to increase his simcha. He's not looking at the small stuff. That's not going to increase his simcha. Therefore, you should be, according to the first reason of the Trumas Hadesh, you should be focused on the Makabo and his standards and give on his level, on his standards. If he's a wealthy person, he's not going to look at a small gift. But if he's a poor person, so even though you're wealthy, he's still going to get a toelas from this. Therefore, yes, he will fulfill your Mishloach Manos. Because Lamaisa, it's focused on the receiver. But Afapi Shoyasha, Avaim Nemar Kitam Rishala Bal Manas Alevi, if we look at the reason of the Bal Manas Alevi, which is Shlomo Alkov, it's the second reason. Shehumishum Kidela Harbos Hashalom Vareos Hepech Miregilaso, that the Shalhatsar, so that the reason is to bring Achva Vareos, the opposite of how Haman tried bringing a Kitrig to Klal Yisrael. Making a decree against Klal Yisrael, saying that we're dispersed. No, we're trying to bring Achva V'Reyes. If you say that that's the reason, Sha'amar Mefuzer Mefurad, V'hainu Kedesha Nosin Yira Bazeh Chibasa L'Makabal. So then you have to show that the whole point is just for you to show that you have a love for the other person, And therefore, you're stretching yourself to give something of your own to them. Im kein tolei hadavar be'ikah b'mamadei shel anosen, ve'im hu asher, azai kishenose matana mu'etes, if he's already a wealthy person, even giving something small, im bazeh kedei laharas ichod v'reyes v'chiba shel mamash, that's not going to show your love. It has to be according to your means. And the person has to know, oh, you actually stretched yourself. So therefore, we look at the nosen and not at the mekabel. Lefize yikui me'misvara. Divrei ha'chaya adam kefi shehem lefaneinu. He brings previously that the chaya adam holds like the second reason, that the reason is for achva v'reyas. V'chein divrei ha'mishnah berura lefi taima shel ba'al manas ha'levi. And he says that it's also the divrei ha'mishnah berura is mevur like the reason of the ba'al manas ha'levi. And therefore, you should really go according to your means, right? There no saying, and give according to your means. So what we're coming out is that because be'ikar we hold, that like the Rama, Mishnah Brura, Achai Adam, they all hold that the reason is to bring Achva Vareyas, three nafkamin is Lamaisa, right? If you give to somebody, they don't want to accept, doesn't make a difference. It still brought Achva Vareyas, your Makayim, your Mitzvah, even though you never ended up actually giving it to him. What that also means is that you can't give anonymously, right? If you leave something by the door, try to write a little piece of paper, stick it on the thing that says from Philip or from Dr. Robinson, whoever it is, write your name so that the person knows who he's getting from, right? As an aside, if the person doesn't get it till after Purim, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, right? It's a nice thing, but Mishloach Manos is dafka on the day of Purim. If you leave it outside his house and he doesn't get it, right? He already went to his Seuda for the day. He doesn't get it till after Purim. You're not Mekayim Mitzvah, you have to send another one. But luckily, it's a very small threshold. It's only one Mishloach Manos that you have to give, l'halacha. Right? So anything more than that is in the Hareza Meshubach range. So still, nice thing to write your name and therefore be Mekayim, your extra mitzvos of Mishloach Manos, which with everyone that you give. But the third nafkamina is the tzitz aliyazah, that a person should give according to his means and not the means of the Mekabel. That it should be that a person knows that that you put an effort to give to them. Okay.
Does it have to be cooked food or can it be raw?
Okay. It's also brought down if it could be even like raw meat or something where the person's going to still need to cook it. Better to give pre-made. But the poskim l'maaseh say even raw food that they need to cook, they have access to cooking it for their meal.
And
their
raw meat, that live on the door. Huh? Not raw meat.
Raw meat, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, if they don't have enough time to cook it up, then it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be enough. Because then he doesn't have access to eating it on firm. Okay, maybe that's another possible nafkamina. There's a lot of other creative nafkaminas that you could come.
You can extend the Purim Surah into the night.
Yeah, as long as you started before. Oh, so you're saying they could wash before and then the meat will cook and they'll eat it after Shkia, but still be Yotza, they're through this program. Very good, George. So yeah, maybe it's possible.
Shushan Purim
meaning to us in Israel? Huh?
Is it only in Israel?
Only in Israel, yeah, in walled cities. Yeah, they'll have Shushan Purim.
Just skip Tachanun.
Yeah. Okay, it's already 9:30. If anybody needs to go, they're welcome. We'll do another about 5.5 minutes, hopefully. So what do you need to include in your Mishloach Manos? The Shulchan Aruch says two portions of food. Chayv l'shloach lachver shtei manos basar or shel minei ochlen. Two types of food. Does it have to be, can it even be two portions of the same food, or does it dafka have to be two different types of food? So most say from the Shulchan Aruch, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, they say from the Shulchan Aruch that even two portions of the same food, meaning two portions of meat, is fine. This is what the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, he just says, shtei manos basar. Some argue that it actually has to be different in flavor. Meaning when the Shulchan Aruch says, shtei minei basar, he meant two different flavors of basar. It's a bit of a stretch. It doesn't seem, that's not the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch. It seems even the same type of food. What that would come out is you can give two types of the same hamantashen, right? But according to the Yesh, some learn up the Shulchan Aruch has to be two different flavors. So one would have to be poppy seed, the other one would have to be jam or something like that. It'd have to be different in flavor. And then over here we have our Jewish Mythbusters that many people say you need two different brachos in your Mishloach Manos. There's no makor for this anywhere in Shas and Poskim, that you need to give a mezonos and a shahakol or a eitz and a dama or something like that. It's not brought down anywhere that you have to give two different brachos. All that's brought down, the maximum is two different flavors, even of the same food. So that's the furthest you can really stretch it. So therefore, it can even be the same bracha. You don't have to worry about giving two shahakals or two mizonoses or whatever it is. And lav dafka, there's any preference for mizonos over anything else, because we see that the Shulchan Aruch's ideal case is shnei mini basar, and he's coming off really the Gemara. So even two types of meat, and that seems to be the ideal. So I think the ideal is really something that somebody could use for a meal, right? Like meat is something chashev. That was back then the most chashev thing that you can have for a meal. What he's saying is give something chashev for a meal. The bracha doesn't necessarily determine. Yeah.
You're going to turn up with meat on Purim. It's not like a yogurt in the sukkah.
Yeah, and it requires a lot of hechsher, like a lot of preparation on Purim itself. Lav dafka, people have time there.
His meal's been prepared 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Probably in the freezer.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be meat. He's saying shnei mini basar or omine mach.
Practically speaking.
Yeah, it's tough. Practically speaking, it's tough to give meat. Unless you do biltong.
Yeah, that's I think that's a very choshev one.
If people send shlach maros full of snacks and lollies, is that... It's not really a meal-type food.
Right. George is saying it's not a meal-type food. Correct. But you still be yotze, because it's a food. Nevertheless, it's a portion of food. And it could be used as your dessert. Right.
I'm thinking of that. If you send something which
is
more dessert-type.
Yeah. So pashtus, not as good. Whatever. It's not what the Shulchan Aruch is really looking for. But definitely not the Trumas Adeshin. I mean, I guess it would count as your dessert. All right,
yeah. I think you should have passed him to send Bolton.
Yeah.
Philip.
I'll give you special.
Yeah. Instruction.
Yeah.
So just after the destruction of that second temple.
70 years temple. About. After the first temple.
So this custom, when did that first start, do you think?
The year after. To send Mishloach Manos? Or even, maybe even the year of. Was it the year of where they're Masakh? I think it was the year after. Lashana Haba. Right, okay. Oh, no, that's... Oh, yeah, that's Hanukkah. Okay, good correction.
Speaking, Mordechai wrote the Megillah. It was given to everybody. It was for next year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, okay. Busy on that,
maybe, right? I don't know.
Yeah. It might have even been a few years. I think I remember hearing it was a few years after. I'm not sure. Okay. It was a good question. I don't know. I don't know. okay, so manos indicates that it should be a nice portion, right? Something that's royally ischaved. So, you know, not a few crumbs or like a half a Danish, right? Something that's good. So at least for the first person. So try to give out, right? Even if you don't want to give huge portions to everybody, but try to make at least one that's royally ischaved. Give that one to a good friend. And then the other ones you can make smaller for the other people. Just don't give them publicly, because then they'll say, oh, why did you give me the small one? Obviously, you don't like me that much. And then you'll undermine the whole purpose of Mishloach Manos, which is to bring Achva and Rea. And over here, you're bringing the kinnah that brought about the gezerah in the first place. So that would be an issue.
Are you giving it to all the people that actually aren't part of the community as much? They're friends, but...
Yeah, it could be either. It could be either. Yeah, it could be either. It's a nice thing to give to people who are a little less connected. Yeah. Then you're bringing extra achva v'reis to somebody who you didn't have that achva v'reis. Yes. Yeah. But even friends, it also brings achva v'reis that you were thinking of me and I'm on your list of Mishloach Manos drop-offs.
There could be 20 of those gifts you could give.
Yeah, so the minimum amount is one.
Minimum
right?
One.
Two manos to one person. That would be the minimum. Okay, so drinks, we already mentioned that they count. There is an opinion of Rabbeinu Hanan holds that drinks don't count, but all the other poskim hold. Rishonim holds a long list over here in footnote number 5 of all the poskim that hold that drinks count, and Mishnah Berurah poskins like that, Lamaisa, you could give drinks, Lamaisa, but there is an opinion of Rabbeinu Hanan, therefore Rabbi Avadu Yosef says better to give food than drinks, but of course you can give drinks if you want, include a nice wine in the Mishloach Manos. Okay, we've already reached our 5.5 minutes, so I'll stop here for the day. There is one more sugya of if a person should send through a shliach or not. Hopefully we'll cover that. Maybe even this coming Sunday we'll do an extra little shir. If not, then we'll do it through the week. Have an amazing week.